I had to make sure I pressed the right button. All right, welcome back. We're back with another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. We're still somewhat on summer hours-ish. I only say that because I'm still retooling some stuff on the content side. So I'm pretty sure we're kind of back-ish regularly, but I ain't making promises on this episode. So anyway, yeah, we were a little bit on break, and we together actually went to see the lady being Beyonce. And then right after that, I got sick. So there wasn't going to be a podcast after that. But yeah, we just been busy doing stuff and stuff. But how have you been, Jade? Any church announcements, any updates that you'd like to share?
Yes, I actually have a church announcement for once. So it's even funny to say out loud still. I got approached.
I know. Yep.
Yeah. So I'll post it like everywhere whenever I get it back, whenever it's posted. But I'm going to be on a version of Pop the Balloon. We're filming that this weekend. So by the time this comes out, yeah. But filming Pop the Balloon. So I will be on on Beyonce's internet popping my balloon. And the funniest part is, I think I'm actually not afraid of balloons. I'm afraid of balloons popping. So that's going to be a struggle.
So I didn't know that when you told us privately. Okay.
Yeah, like I've been petrified of it since a kid. Because I had an incident, a balloon popped on my legs in the car. Yeah, so ever since then, I've just had a thing about the popping of balloons. So I don't know how this is going to go.
It's going to be interesting. I will say it's not my favorite sound in the world, so I can sympathize a bit with that, but that's going to be maybe the practice on you, like, before you actually, you know, before they actually record. So.
Yeah, it'd be like, and you got to sit there with a pen in your hand and pop it in.
Yeah. Wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, like, I've changed my outfit. Well, one, my outfit didn't come yet, so I had to switch up outfits. So we're doing in a jean situation, which I'm really upset about. My dresses did not come yet. Ordered them forever ago. But so those will get swiftly, when they do get shipped out, they're getting swiftly returned. Get my money right back. But yeah. So I'm going to be on Pop the Balloon. I'll post the videos when they drop them and, like, hype it up. That's why I've been on my Instagram tagging them about, because they needed more men.
Mm.
So when they were like, we just need two more men to fill up our lineup. So they were like, hey, can you post on your Instagram story? So I posted on my Instagram and Twitter. And so hopefully they found the two that they needed. But yeah, that is what I'm doing.
And she's doing it for the plot.
I so am. Because I was not checking for it. But yeah, sometimes the plot, man, the plot. But how are you? You have any church announcements?
I'm good. I'm over whatever ick I had gotten while I was, traveling across state, across the country and all that. So good overall. I lost the MDAs. I totally forgot about that. It was an honor to be nominated. I was being funny I did lose, but I was being funny in that sense. but no, it was a good time still going out there and meeting meeting up with people I had already met, but also meeting people that I knew online, but hadn't met in person yet. So that was a good time. Made a couple more friends that like live across the pond. And I'm just like, dang it. Y'all are really cool, but I don't know when I'll be across the pond again. But yeah, so that did that. Like I said, we went to see Beyonce. That was cool. That's not a church announcement. I'm still
like, y'all ain't got it, but we did.
It's a good time.
Yes.
And I'm ready for act three. Church content wise, okay. Still streaming, still YouTubing. I am all systems to go on pretty much all the channels. Well, the key take, I mean, nope, that was dope. I'm full systems to go on that. Empower Me's Place, my gaming channel where I post everything else that's not Kingdom Hearts. I'm gonna be slow on the uploads because I gotta find time to edit full VODs, and that's a whole thing in itself. That's not a talking head video. So it's gonna be slower there, but everything else is full, on full throttle, full systems go. So yeah, I'm just doing the content thing. And y'all follow all my channels and Twitch. I'm not saying follow or go to them right now, so don't ban me or whatever. That's a weird rule. We'll get to that in a bit when we talk about the content creation updates. Do I have anything else? Oh, might potentially be a DreamHack ATL TBD. If I can get in as a creator, I will go. So I gotta like apply to that, which is why I'm streaming somewhat regularly. So, yeah. Yep, that's the only upcoming event that I am likely to go to if I can get in. Yeah. There's a chance I might go if I can get in, like I said, through the creator pass. And like, I still might even go if I can't, but I just really want to get a creative pass. So I would like to go for not as much. Don't have to buy a ticket. But yeah, that's just me being cheap. But yeah, what's up, Nighthawk? But yeah, that's about the only event for the rest of this calendar year that I am likely to go to. That's it. And like I said, I think we're pretty much back, but no promises. Give us like another week or two to kind of get our bearings back on pseudo regular schedule. And yeah. All right. Okay. So, that is all from me as far as church announcements. Let's get into our news beat on the docket. And it's really one story, but I feel like it touches both international and national and gaming news. So, content creation news, we'll say that. But gaming news a bit too. But, all right, this has cropped up like earlier this week. And it was kind of cropping up a bit last week as well, but kind of like overseas in the UK. And now it's like about to hit us, at least on a couple sites, well, one site mainly. So age verification, new age verification, that is gonna take place on Spotify in the UK, YouTube here in the US, well, just I guess globally, and probably other sites down the line. So Spotify has begun to ask users to prove their age and will stop them from seeing some content if they cannot. So the company will now check whether users are adults before they can watch content that has been marked mature. Users that suspect of being under 13, which is the minimum age for an account, could be removed entirely as a result of the objects. I know I copied that from the Spotify store, but for some reason that felt like the YouTube. But no, that's Spotify. All right. So for Spotify, this is part of widespread new age verification that are being introduced in response to UK legislation, which is the Online Safety Act, which requires sites hosting porn. Sex work sites. There we go. And other content deemed harmful, including Reddit, Discord, Grindr, X, and Blue Sky. Blue Sky's a nice place. Anyway, felt a little hurt on that one. to verify that users are over the age of 18, the early results have been chaotic. Many services have been complied, but some... Or many services have complied, but some have pulled out of the UK rather than face the risk and expense. So now, why do we care over here in the US? Age verification was long viewed as unconstitutional, but SCOTUS overturned that precedent earlier this year in 2025, concluding adults have no First Amendment right to avoid age verification if it's meant to protect underage users from obscene content. YouTube is rolling out their new AI-powered technology, basically going to affect us here too, aimed at identifying teen users. It's planning to roll out a new age estimation technology that would identify users under the age of 18. The new feature is intended to protect young teens from harmful content, which they didn't necessarily... YouTube didn't specify what they deemed as harmful. The tools will be able to assess a person's age based on the types of videos they've watched, the categories of the videos, and how long that person has had their account, regardless of the birth date associated with it. If the technology identifies a person as under 18, it will take extra steps to regulate their content by disabling personalized advertising and limiting repetitive views of certain kinds of content, among other things. If YouTube incorrectly determines someone's age, the user can upload a form of identification to fix the error. So now the Spotify one, I'm kind of just like, that's wild, because I mainly use Spotify to listen to music, and some podcasts on there. Oh, so I can see it being more so geared towards the podcast, but at the same time, I'm still just like, that's a little wild, to me. But that is, again, in response to UK legislation. I don't know if they're going to do... I don't know if the app is going to do this widespread globally. I don't want to prove my age just to listen. to make the stallion while I'm lifting. Okay. I'll get back to Spotify in a bit. Okay, YouTube one. The YouTube one, I'm a split... mind in the sense of I kind of hate it because it's going to use AI and I can't trust that it will algorithmically correctly identify under 18 users, especially based on what they watch, because like on my main channel, I guess, I do follow like a wide variety, so like they can probably tell I'm an adult. They probably think I'm college age based on some of the stuff I'm watching. Like, doesn't look like a 30-year-old is watching a bunch of anime, but yeah, so in that sense, it's like, it still might skew a bit younger, but I think because of, I have a wide variety of both creators and like, just content, general content that I watch on that one, like, I don't think I would be affected as a viewer. On my other channels where I just post that I don't know, that is up in the air. As a creator, on the flip side, I have one channel where I talk about anime, and one channel where I game, and one channel where I talk about Kingdom Hearts. So it's one of those, it's like, if people are watching me, I feel like whatever future revenue I might get will be screwed off of that. So now it's just like, great, I don't want to adultify it up just to adultify it. But at the same time, That's annoying. That's my annoyed side. My more logical, like, adult in the room side is like, well, there has been a lot of very harmful red pill content, manosphere content, and honestly, that needs to be reeled in, along with other stuff, but definitely red pill manosphere, and other stuff leading that is, like, fascism friendly. So in that sense, it's like, it kind of does need to be reeled in, because there are young guys, young men in particular, but just young people overall watching that shit, and like, yeah, I get it. I'm very mixed in the sense of, like, I think something probably should be done. I don't think this is the right way. Now back to Spotify. I still am just like, why? Also, sorry, UK. I didn't know, like, y'all were, I didn't know that they were coming after all the sites. Like, damn. I'm also seeing this with the very adult eyes. Just like, but, again, like, people, especially, like, millennials, I don't know, we're kind of the generation of, like, we're unserious in a lot of things. So in that sense, the stuff that we watch is unserious. So I just feel like people are going to get swept up in this, thinking that, or being assumed that they're, like, underage or teenagers, and it's like, no. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, give a picture of my ID. Oh, that's the main thing. Showing up, like, verifying that you're not 18 usually requires some sort of state ID. Showing some state ID. That is concerning if you're uploading it to these online sites, because that, like, directly puts your privacy at risk if anything ever happens to these sites, like leaks or hacks or, yeah, which none of,
app.
Yeah, exactly. So, and none of these sites have that type of, I believe, I could be wrong, but none of these sites really have the type of firewall, like, extreme firewall that you would, I can't even say that, because that was, I feel like anything can get hacked. Some things are just a bit harder to hack than others, but these sites in particular are not that hard to hack. So you're asking the world to upload their personal information so that, I mean, it's not for the purpose of getting hacked, but in the event that your site gets hacked, now that personal information is at risk, and if these people are at risk, they're just a lot of their personal information is going to be, like, out there. Maybe on the black market. And if they are somewhat notable or they piss someone off online, it's all the more easier for them to, like, risk getting doxxed or worse. So it's I have a lot of feelings, clearly. But I've been talking long enough. So what are your thoughts, Jade?
So I just found it really weird that especially Spotify needs to age verification. Because what's on there that you would need age verification on, like, realistically, other than explicit lyrics?
Maybe explicit podcast, but that's, yeah.
But I can only think of, like, what kind, because you have to get approved for podcasts or whatever, I guess. Not really, but I feel like you can't put too much of adult stuff on a podcast.
Fair.
On there. So I'm like, other than, like, murder mystery podcasts and, like, what?
Yeah, but that's
dictated that.
That's on it. Network. That's on cable and network TV. You could just easily watch, like, what was the one, Dateline?
Yeah. So I'm like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. It's weird. But that's just for the Spotify one. The other ones I can understand. I like you, I don't like that they're using AI in order to age verify, because what if you have people who are like on the spectrum and they watch things that are more geared towards adolescents versus adults, and now you're gonna your algorithm is gonna say, oh, they're a child,
right?
And that's a whole process of having to prove that you're an adult. But and like, what if their family doesn't want them to have their ID just willy-nilly posted on there? What if you don't want to have your ID willy-nilly just on the internet? Not everybody wants to do an age verified thing for a site that's meant for everybody, not just adults. I understand when it's an adult content site,
right?
But for it to be just YouTube, that's weird. It's like when you said like Grindr and some parts of Reddit.
Yep.
Yes. And X, and unfortunately, yes, Blue Sky. It's not as innocent as you think.
Oh, it's very nice over there.
It's very peaceful. Yeah. It is peaceful, Sky. It is. But yeah, no, you can post things on Blue Sky. They haven't outlawed that.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, I have run into that before. I guess because I don't run into it as much as Twitter, that I was just like, oh yeah, but like they have their own corner.
Yeah. It's like, cause even some adult sites, where you post content to, and when it uploads it, or when you make a sale, it'll upload automatically to your Twitter feed and say you made a sale. The same thing. There's some of them now can link to Blue Sky.
Yeah.
So it's starting to be acclimated the same way Twitter is, amongst different avenues. So those I get, but YouTube, you're a all ages platform. You should monitor then the content that's being posted.
Yes. Which, like, they have, and then they were like, well, we'll loosen up, but then they didn't quite, outside of you can cuss in the first 7 seconds of your video, they didn't specify how they would loosen up First Amendment speech guidelines or whatever, which is the company, so it's not First Amendment, but they didn't like specify how they were going to loosen up. So
it's always them with their not specifying. It's like, no, I need this in black and white. So that's what it is. It's black and white, clear as day. You need to make it clear. So yeah, that's my feelings on that. And AI is bad. It's whack.
Yes. All right. We've talked ad nauseum. I just have a lot of feelings. I don't foresee this ending well. Like, there's gonna be a massive data breach out of this. But yeah, whatever. Who am I? What do I know?
Because like the T app, they just had that whole thing with them uploading, which that was so innocent. And then here go hackers who are probably men coming to ruin the fun and taking out people's IDs, pictures, and selfies.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yep. Just be careful in these online streets is all I can say. Use VPNs.
VPNs, and also whatever methods that they have locked down on adult websites, that's what y'all should be using. That's, they need to take a page for them, because you have to age verify when you're selling content. So, and they keep that stuff locked up. I've never heard of a data breach. So
Oh, so maybe there is one center that's fully protected.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the Creator Hub. Since we are out, there is quite a bit of updates, but I'm going to mainly touch on the most important ones or the most eyebrow-raising ones. All right. Start off with Twitch. So CEO Dan Clancy opted to be a bit brash 1 week to creators by spamming chats to self-promote his stream and requesting that they raid him. I mean, yeah, I know he's a CEO, but he doesn't, I don't think he affects me at this point, because I was like, eh. In a sense, but it's also just like, come on, man. A new enforcement note was launched for multi-streaming, attempting to clarify how or how you're not allowed to promote other platforms. Oh, this was what I was talking about. All right, so it's okay for you to have other platforms and to say so in your, like, bio on your channel page. Like, you can have the links there. What you basically cannot do is encourage people to go watch a, like, if you're multi-streaming on Twitch and YouTube, for example, if you're multi-streaming on Twitch and YouTube, you cannot then say, hey guys, I'm trying to go for YouTube partner, can y'all please go to my YouTube live stream, or have both tabs up. That's what you cannot do. So, which I find it hilariously ironic that I stopped multi-streaming even before this was in the works or released, because I was just like, I don't feel like dealing with two chats. So I mean, that's why. But I was just like, I feel like it just feels a little better, a little less random bullshit happens on Twitch at this point. So I just stream on Twitch and YouTube will just catch the edited version. But yeah, that's the enforcement note for multi-streaming, and you can get like suspended or something. Like you can face repercussions if you do break that. All right, Twitch is addressing view bots and other inauthentic viewership over the next few weeks. We can expect to see downward corrections in viewership across the platform. So, me, I'm just like, I don't even know how to. I have a theory of like how to view bot, but I don't do it. But I'm just like, I don't really have the time nor the attention span to even try. So, but yeah, don't view bot, people. That's all the Twitch updates. Any thoughts on that before I move on? Because YouTube had a lot more.
Yeah, I love how he was going around doing something that people is frowned upon. Being like, yeah, watch mine.
Yeah.
Like, that is so obnoxious. It's so, like, yeah, no. But also, for the enforcement, I find it funny that you can't, they don't want you to out release. Like, I get it, but also it's not that, like, the end of the world to have somebody say, hey, follow me on such and such.
It is when you're losing revenue. Sorry, but
that is true. That is very true. So, yeah, that's true. Because you can't be like, hey, watch me here, but also watch me on Kick because I'm starting up my channel. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
I get it from that, like, a business standpoint. I get that. But still kind of funny to be like, they're just telling you that you can't do that. They're not allowing you to promote yourself on other platforms. So it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
The view bots, the people who put time and effort into doing certain things, is really hilarious. And it's like they slowly get taken away each time. So it's like, just don't do it.
Yeah. And for the record, I know like you can be at, you can be view about it and you do nothing and like you do nothing wrong. Like when you, when people like follow about you and stuff, like I know that, that can happen is where it's not your fault, but, I'm pretty sure also there are people taking their sweet time trying to view about themselves. So yeah. All right, moving on to YouTube. YouTube is launching Communities, a way for creators to build deeper community engagement. It will allow your subscribers to create posts, reply, and react, while non-subscribers can only reply and react. It acts like a Twitter community timeline, which I'm in a couple of Twitter communities, and I never go to them. So I'm curious to see how this will work for YouTube. Creators or their moderators can moderate the entire community. Letting y'all know right now, I ain't doing that shit. So none of my channels. All right, unless I get I hire multiple people in the next couple of years. YouTube is launching Open Call, a tool that helps creators pitch brands for sponsored content. That sounds cool. Google confirmed it trains Gemini and VO3 AIs on select YouTube content. YouTube is increasing the minimum age to live stream from 13 to 16. It is what it is. YouTube announced an update to its repetitious content policy, leading to significant speculation that they are about to demonetize AI demonetize AI and reaction content. Oh, I didn't mean to copy that part from I'll circle back to the repetitious content in a second. Researchers find that YouTube shorts are steering people away from political content. Kind of makes sense. I think we're all just kind of sick and tired. I can't really blame y'all. And YouTube removed, on the flip side, which is interesting, but it's like, YouTube removed thousands of propaganda channels linked to foreign states, which makes me wonder which foreign states. I have a couple in mind that, like, I can see, but I don't know if those are the ones they removed. But yeah, so that happened. Now back to the repetitious content. Thank God, because I personally, I don't know, it's that feeling of like, it's that feeling of like you're putting all this work in, and not that you're getting crumbs, but you know, you have to work hard basically. And then lazy mediocrity just surpasses you every time. So I'm actually not mad in the sense that they might demonetize AI and reaction content. And by reaction, I think they mean just watching somebody else's content, just nodding along or like, not really contributing to it. Which I mean, like, there are good reaction content creators, and then there are ones who just sit there. Which is like, I get if you're a content creator full time and you're super low energy and like you're kind of in a valley, and you don't really feel like doing anything else, so you do reaction content. But at the same time, like, I feel like that getting 500,000 views is a little unfair when it's put side by side with someone who, like, might actually react better, or edited it better to not just be a full stream. Like for example, if it was a reaction of you just sitting there watching Sinners, as opposed to somebody doing a breakdown of the movie Sinners, that's me. That might be me up on my high horse as a creator, but I don't like what YouTube is doing, the age verification with the AI. I do like them, like, possibly demonetizing these types of content. But again, that's me on my high horse. I might be a fuddy-duddy. I don't care. Your thoughts, though.
Yeah, so about the last point on the repetitious content, I understand that. Good, because people who, like you said, there's a difference between watching Sinners and reacting versus watching Sinners and giving an in-depth analysis on it. There's a difference between just, like, watch, like, the people who, like, watch Divorce Court and Cheaters, and they just react to be like, oh, see what that guy just did? Oh. Versus having, like, actual content. Like, to put it very harshly. I'm just saying, like, there's nothing else behind it. You're reacting to a reality show, but not, like...
That's...
Like, we grew up... What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, that's the thing. Even if you are reacting to it, I applaud those who at least take the time to edit it, and, like, do the jump cuts and, like, insert, like, real commentary and, like, if you're funny or you're engaging with it as opposed to just watching.
Yeah.
With minimal edits. Yeah.
But, yeah. It's about YouTube communities, that's sounding really familiar. It sounds like the subscriber things on
Twitter,
Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, okay.
But except for you can actually see the content, even if you're not subscribed to the part of that community. It's like, that's the only major difference. I like that they're having, also on YouTube, I like that they're having the fact that you can pitch to brands. Like, that's very smart to have it in-house as a way, because it's hard to find brands to pitch to or, like, to pitch to them. So it makes it a little bit easier where you can be like, hey, here is a tool that you can use as a creator that you actually, that's useful.
Yeah.
So, like, that's great. Again, with AI, why are you training it on YouTube videos? That's how like those robots end up starting being racist and stuff. Like,
yeah,
they'd be like, what?
Yep.
Because they watch YouTube videos. like, it's brain rot. If after a certain point, it is just brain rot. So yeah, I'm very shocked that they're changing the age from, they're trying to change the age from 13 to 16. I guess the people who have family channels and kids channels, who don't do live streams.
Right. Yeah.
They just do videos. They have different set of rules. But I would think that sometimes those people do have, like, not all the time live streams, but, like, maybe they do a haul unboxing or something.
Mm, yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
a special Q&A. Like, they wouldn't be able to do that. But it also protects the minors.
Right.
Because I can see how that protects them. So, yeah. And, yeah, that's just, YouTube had a lot going on.
Yeah, it did.
It had a lot going on.
The summer of updates.
Yes.
All right, moving on to TikTok. TikTok recommends a maximum of 5 hashtags. Oh, it said maximum. I thought it said minimum. Anyway, it recommends a maximum of 5 hashtags in all posts. So when I read that as I was copying and pasting, I thought it said minimum. So I was like, bet, let me go and go back to the TikToks that I can still edit. Because you only have 7 days to edit a post and added 2 more. It's whatever. It's fine. Still thriving. All right. TikTok recommends adding captions for more views via CapCut, ideally, but I think it's just great to add captions just generally. Because if you're someone like me, I sometimes watch these with very low volume and or on mute to see if I even want to watch it before I swipe. So it's good to have those captions. I recommend it. The potential TikTok buyer reportedly includes a... that's the company name. A16Z. Okay. Blackstone and Oracle. TikTok is reportedly quickly building a U.S. version of the app, which will be what is sold. Which...
Feels like we're going to get the lesser version.
The lesser version that's closed off from everybody else is what it's giving, which is, I don't think my content really, well, anime might. Generally, I don't think my content goes overseas like that, like internationally, but... I'm sure like it's gonna be like released on App Store and still be accessible, and you can always VPN it. So yeah. So like, I don't think it'll impact it that much. I just think it's very interesting. Yeah, there we go. Interesting. Okay, real quick in creator industry news. Amazon CEO says AI will replace jobs in all aspects of their business. Mind you, the CEO is not Jeff Bezos. He's the former CEO. I don't know the CEO's name, but boo. Tubi is launching Tubi for... It's not funny. I'm sorry. Tubi is launching Tubi for creators to fund creator content on its platform. The streamer, Funny Mike, and others already have deals with the platform. Japan is in a fight to deal with nuisance streamers that have invaded the country in recent years. I swear to God, if y'all ruin this before I get to go to Japan, I'm going to be pissed. And I'm not going to make content over there. I just want to go. Back to Tubi. I giggle because Tubi has a reputation of having certain interesting B-movies and shows, too. Usually in the... in the hood variety. I can't give like a... That's the best way I can describe it. Yeah, they have a certain variety of movies and shows, reality and scripted, that is like, you know, if you want to gather some friends and drink on a Friday night and laugh at how ghetto that shit is, you can. So, I don't think that's what Tubi for Creators is. Also, I'm curious to see, like, if in the next, I'll give it 5 years. In the next 5 years, we see someone go from Tubi actor to actually big screen, silver screen. In not a trashy movie, but in a, like, somewhat good one. But yeah, curious on that trajectory, if that would ever happen. But anyway, your thoughts on TikTok and broader creator industry news?
Yeah, the Tubi for Creators thing, it's a good thing that they're having. It's just that Tubi movies are... They're just so, like... They're synonymous with just being Tubi movies.
Yeah.
like, they don't have to be great. They just be there. And they're not great for the reason that you would think. So it's like watching, like, how I used to watch sci-fi movies back in the day. Like, sci-fi channel movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know they're bad, but you can't stop watching it. It's just like watching a car crash. Like, it's, you just can't take your eyes off of it. That's all that is. So it's like, yeah, like, you can't take the right Nighthawk, you can't take Tubi movie seriously, like, at all. it'd just be so ridiculous. The plot be out there. Even if it has a good plot, the acting or like the graphics of it just be everywhere. It's like neck and neck with the Nigerian movies.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just so, but kudos for them for having a program to bring more creators to light and have more like directors and all kinds of stuff to utilize the platform for what it is. Because it is a stepping stone. Because I don't have a movie, so I can't say shit. So, but I'm just commentating as a viewer. But yeah, it's like good for them.
I don't know. I feel like Tubi, watching something on Tubi, is particularly a Tubi movie, Tubi reality show, it does make me think like, man, I guess I could do that. If I took about a month off.
Like, we can make it happen. Well, all you need is an iPhone. You can film a whole movie. Oh. Like, iPhone in a dream. but yeah. And with Amazon CEO, because, and the funny thing is, I think I saw it in Forbes as well. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was Forbes when they were talking about the industries that will be replaced by AI. Like, I was literally just looking over that today. Before even looking over these notes, how different job sections can be taken over by AI and like they're in danger of it. Because one that they put on there in particular, I didn't agree with when it said customer service.
Nope.
Because I was like, I don't think that's in danger of being taken over by AI, only because, you know, the people when they have to press zero so many times to get to a human.
Yep.
Because they want a human. That's like a demand for them to have a person versus the machine. So yeah. But yeah. But yeah, that's what I have on that.
Cool. All right. Moving on to our Just Don't Care, So Do We Care segment. This was quite wild. I randomly came across it because I was getting the other stuff off of Zach. Let's see. That's how you pronounce his name. But after getting all the other stuff off of his newsletter about content creation stuff. And yeah, this was wild. So there's this thing called homeless live streaming that's peaking over in China. So when I first read this, I was like, so are there streamers who are live streaming the homeless in China? No, that's not what's happening. What's happening is that hundreds of streamers are flooding, certain neighborhoods, certain streets, and going to like the underpasses of bridges, and they are streaming themselves being homeless. And many of these streamers are women, managed by influencer agencies, and they are using this setting, and these, like, how would I describe it? These, like, manufactured conditions, there we go, to evoke viewer donations, because a lot of Chinese platforms, kind of like here in the U.S., but even more so in China, rely solely on direct contributions rather than ad revenue. At least, even on here on Twitch, you get a share of ad revenue. YouTube is primarily ad revenue. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know about cake. But podcasting, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, all is like, it's primarily ad revenue with viewer donations, viewer contributions. So this is creating a unique and unsettling streaming culture. So, like I said, even some streets and the underpasses of bridges have been swarmed with live streamers. And there you have hundreds of content creators competing for viewers' attention. A bigger YouTuber was highlighting this in his video. But he explained that this phenomenon is occurring for, like various reasons. Main one being low barrier to entry for live streaming, which... But yeah, obvious. But the macroeconomic problems in China, they're having a lot of the same issues we are. Rising cost of living, minimal. Well, I don't know if they even have a minimum. What's considered minimum wage? But the wages are stagnated, and pretty low. So wages are low, cost of living is rising, and thus you have streamers. Manufacturing themselves being homeless every night and going live. So yeah, very wild. Just that. Yeah, wild times. Your thoughts though?
It's so weird to be like, we're doing homeless streaming. It's like the concept of it is strange, to be like, they're managed by companies or by agencies, and to go out on the streets and film yourself being homeless. But it's so weird. It's like, why? And like, if that happened in America, that would raise so many eyebrows. Like, I hope that doesn't catch on, because, you know, kids will see it and they'll be like, oh yeah,
right,
let's do some homeless streams,
right?
And it's like, we're not glamorizing it, we're not, it's just so strange. I don't even know, it's just so strange.
Yeah just,
I hope that's a trend that, like I said, doesn't catch on to come to America. It's weird that there's a market for that in China. I get that the cost of living is high and everything, but I don't see how that correlates over to having homelessness streamed and like being made, like I said, being glamorized, because you're not actually homeless. And if you are, it's a weird concept to be like, I'm homeless, but I have all this equipment for streaming.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a conundrum.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. Okay, this is my cynical side very much coming out. I fear that somebody will see this story and be like, you know what would make a good Netflix series? Homeless streaming. Particularly, let's have it be Asian focused. It might not be China, because I might get mad. But we're going to have it Asian focus. Someone will probably make that into a Netflix series.
Yes.
And I would like some coin if that does happen.
Like, you heard it here first. I pitched it.
I would not be surprised at all if that actually happened. All right. Anything else on that?
Nothing else on that.
Right. Moving on to the weekly roundup. I'm sorry, guys, this is not positive. I know we always try to do positive, but sorry, I couldn't. Sorry. It was some more sadness. So, all right. I titled this, if I had a nickel for every Good Genius propaganda ad, I'd have 2 nickels. But it's still very weird that it happened within the span of a week. So, in case you weren't on the internet and were able to avoid this, good for you. I'm jealous. But American Eagle started it and released a series of video ads featuring, I just put her last name. What's her name? Sydney Sweeney. There we go. starting July 3rd. In one of the ads that caught a lot of attention, Sydney Sweeney tells cameras that genes, being the DNA genes, are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue. Talking about the denim. And she's wearing an all-denim outfit and is panning across her clothes as she's buttoning up her pants and focuses on her sparkling blue eyes. And I think the ad ends with, like, Sydney Sweeney has good genes, but jeans spelled it as denim jeans. So, critics of the ad have said that glorifies her white genetics as good, promoting eugenic thinking that has historically been used for racial violence, particularly both here in the United States, around, well, really slavery. But if you want to be, like, more, most recently, it would be Jim Crow, around that time. Overseas, just picture 1930s Germany. All right. And then, 2 days ago, Dunkin' Donuts introduced a pair of new refreshers to its menu. And to launch one of them, the Golden Hour Refresher, the brand partnered with Gavin Casalegno, who's the star of one of the stars of the summer I Turned Pretty, for a new video posted on social media. Again, it got attention, and it did give people the ick, because the ad is him saying, "Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer; it just kind of happened." He says that at the start, and then he, like, gestures to himself. It's like, this tan genetics. So it's just full on, like, this is genetics. And then he talks about his color analysis, literally coming back, golden summer as he lounges by a pool with a refresher in hand. So again, it gave people the ick. It's mostly people who are not satisfied with how things are currently going, so maybe a bit of an echo chamber, I don't know. But definitely gave people, both of these ads gave people the ick, because they're like, hey, this is subtly but not subtly promoting this very bad thing. But at the same time, it's like, well, yeah, we're spiraling towards a fascist state, I don't know, what do you want? But yeah, so I didn't necessarily waste brain power on either of these. I just saw it and I was just like, it tracks. So, but I figured I might as well bring it up. Just be aware that this is some weird shit. I think it's weird shit, but anyway, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just think it's completely tone deaf. Of the place that we're at currently. I think any other time it might not have been seen that way, but they're not taking into account the state in which the country is currently. So it's just very tone deaf. But, like, especially the my jeans are blue. I was like, yeah, no. So yeah, I just think that for both accounts that they aren't centered in what is actually going on in the country and driven by sales and thinking like, oh, this is catchy.
My theory is that they are somewhat driven by what's going on in the country, but they want to be edgelords about it.
Kind of like, this is, it's giving Kendall Jenner handing over the Pepsi.
Yeah, okay, but hers was just dumb. This one I feel like is more, let me try to be edgelord because edgelord is back in. With the times. Yeah. That's my theory.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I I'm gonna be real. I also don't patron either of these places really. I don't do donuts like that because it's a lot of sugar. And I make my own coffee.
It's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot.
I like Dunkin' Donuts for their coffee, but then because of the size you get for the price, because I love me some Starbeezy, but we're not supposed to be drinking Starbucks. But also, I like Starbucks over Dunkin'.
The thing about Starbucks is that I would, because I usually get a tea or a matcha latte or a chai latte. But if I were to get a coffee, I would have to get the super sugary, sweet, 500 calorie coffee. Because if I got a regular latte, that's going to, I don't like how their regular coffee tastes. So that's my gripe with Starbeezy. I'd much rather just grab a matcha and call it a day. Dunkin', their regular coffee, I actually like when I have it, but I just don't frequent Dunkin' like that. Because, like I said, I was like, I don't really do donuts. And I just try to save $5 and make my own coffee at home. So, and then American Eagle. I actually have never worn American Eagle. I did wear me some,
Did you wear Aeropostale?
Yes, I was an Aeropostale girly. Yeah. American Eagle. I want to say their size is like stopped at 6 or something. And so
they don't have a great size range.
Yeah, it's like 0 to 6. And in theory, like when I was a teenager, like I could have fit their jeans, but I think they were also sized differently than like Old Navy or Gap or even Aeropostale. So I just didn't. Because I actually, okay, very random story. My husband, I'm also like in this weird state because like I usually refer to him as Mr. Embassy on here. However, comma, that feels a little too close to just saying Mr. from The Color Purple. So. I did want to give that vibe off, so I was just like, I need to find a new name for him.
Mister. I'm changing his name to that in my phone. Mister.
So I need to find a new name for him, and also, well, also not doxing him, even though he don't care, but I still care. Anyway, my husband, because he's on Facebook more than I am, found pictures that were posted of me from a family member. Like, it was fine. It wasn't anything like a big deal, but it was just old pictures of me in high school. I didn't realize how little I was going this way. And I was just like, good Lord. But all that to say, even when I was little, like back then, it still felt like I couldn't fit an American Eagle pair of jeans.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, I would say you always add people who are weird. In my head, they're weird itch lords, and that's how I'm going to see them. But I don't know. Like I said, these are two brands I don't frequent anyway. So
yeah.
All right. Anything else before we sign off? Because I'm hungry and I also need to edit.
No, nothing else. I feel you on that. I'm feeling some sushi all of a sudden.
Ooh, so. Sushi sounds good. We're doing pasta, yeah. Though. We're not doing sushi. Sushi sounds good. All right. Anyway, appreciate y'all for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. As far as streaming, I will be back tomorrow, actually, continuing to die a lot on Kingdom Hearts 1 Proud Mode. And then I do have a stream scheduled Sunday. I'm going to try to stick to it as much as possible. However, comma, I did realize that I want to have a day where I just play on my Switch Because with the Nintendo Direct this morning, I was like, I need to catch up on some games. But as of now, stream is still on for Sunday. Because I should do another Final Fantasy X stream. Because I do want to finish that game. But if I change my mind and my Switch is calling me a bit stronger, I'll let y'all know. So, but yeah. We'll see y'all next time.